There are piano solos and there are piano duets. And then there's what composer Stephen Scott does. He writes music to be played on one piano by 10 performers, massaging and plucking and banging the strings. It takes a 100-fingered ensemble to play a Scott composition, the Bowed Piano Ensemble, to be precise. The group has a compact disc entitled Vikings of the Sunrise, reviewed for us by Tom Manoff.
My first thought about the Bowed Piano Ensemble was, it's got to be really crowded in there. But the opening sounds of Stephen Scott's music have nothing to do with crowded space. Whatever those people are doing inside the piano, the result outside the piano is an expansion of space and time. Vikings of the Sunrise is about peoples who have navigated the Pacific Ocean. It's a lengthy piece in two grand parts. It begins in 1500 BC with Polynesian mariners who sailed by way of the stars. The long sounds you're hearing are made by bowing the strings with nylon strands. Part one lasts more than half an hour, and its individual sections are inspired by Polynesian mythology. Part two jumps ahead to 1500 AD and Portugal. It's called the Caravels of Christ. A caravel was a kind of ship, the very kind that Ferdinand Magellan sailed as a young man. Magellan was the first European to find the southern passage to the Pacific. In fact, Magellan's description for the ocean, Pacifico or peaceful, gives us its modern name. We hear the ocean in three successive layers of sound. The low gong-like sound is a muted string struck with a felt piano hammer. The short pizzicato is produced by a guitar pick, while the lyrical melody is once again bowed. Near the end of the work, composer Stephen Scott finds a brilliant way to add yet another group of navigators. We hear music portraying the Scandinavian explorer Thor Heyerdahl, but Scott imagines Heyerdahl as the last Viking. This gives the work its title and evokes images of another ancient tradition. Among the most complex textures of the work, the music employs many of the performer's techniques. We've been following a musical myth that spans more than 3,000 years. There were the ancient Polynesians, a 16th century Portuguese explorer, and a 20th century sailor whose cultural roots reach back to the Vikings. How does the composer bring this all together? The final music depicts a mythical heaven where all these navigators meet. The success of Vikings of the Sunrise rests not only on the music and its unique sound, but more importantly, on the composer's vision. If you can sail these mythic waters, you're in for quite a journey.
The compact disc is called Vikings of the Sunrise by Stephen Scott and his Bode Piano Ensemble. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff.